to start. And what I want to do today is talk a little bit more about phonons. And at first I'll talk about the long wavelength limit. So if you have a long wavelength sound wave, that means that it's the wavelength is much longer than the unit cell. And in this region, we're at this part of the dispersion relationship down here. And here, the dispersion relationship looks pretty linear, and it looks a lot like the dispersion relationship for light. So for light, we had a linear dispersion relationship, and for sound, also near k equals zero, there is a linear dispersion relationship. Now to calculate this dispersion relationship for sound, what we did was we wrote down Newton's laws that looked like this. The mass times the acceleration, this is the force, is the spring forces. And the spring forces were the nearest neighbor, interactions between nearest neighbors. But this looks a lot like a discrete second derivative. And the wave equation that we solved before in the light section looks like this. So here's the second derivative in time, like that one. And this second derivative is like this discrete second derivative. And when the distance between the atoms is much shorter than the wavelength, then it's a good approximation. Then what's on the left is a good approximation to the wave equation. So long wavelengths, we solve the wave equation. And in this long wavelength regime, there's a constant density of states in one dimension. It's linear in two dimensions. And it grows quadratically in three dimensions.